So good to see you tonight, and happy that you've made the decision to be here with us for this gathering together tonight. We are going to have another session tonight that we've already done two of these, what we call House of Prayer. And this will be the third of these. And the reason why we're doing another one tonight is because I got such good feedback from so many people that said, thank you so much for giving a focused, intentional time for us as a congregation to pray. And one of the comments I got a few weeks ago, the last one of these that we did, actually the idea for tonight's House of Prayer came from one of our members that said, this is a very important thing for us to pray about, and I think we should focus on it, and I couldn't agree more. And so I've decided to honor that request tonight with a special focus with our House of Prayer. I think oftentimes, let me set up tonight this way. I think sometimes we underestimate the power that is at our disposal as followers of Jesus. You know, throughout Jesus' teaching, he would say radical things like, ask me anything in my name and I will do it. Or if you had the faith of the size of a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be removed into the heart of the sea, and it would get up and move. I think oftentimes we try to find rationalistic ways to explain Jesus away a little bit with some of those phrases. You know, he can't really literally mean that. And so we try to find Jesus using hyperbole or a conscious exaggeration. And perhaps he did in times, no doubt did at times in his teaching. But I'm fearful that sometimes in our effort to try to tame the teachings of Jesus to our liking, that we have removed the power that really Jesus is saying is at our disposal as his followers. And I don't think we need to do that. I think we need to unleash the power that he makes available to you and me. There is perhaps no other passage in the whole Bible that emphasizes the power at our disposal, like in the book of Ephesians in chapter 1 and also in chapter 3. It's there in chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, that Paul says that the same, this is really radical to think about, and if you read it quickly, you miss it. And there's a very popular Christian song that's playing on the radio sometimes that communicates this, but they got it right from Paul. In Ephesians 1, 19 and 20, Paul literally says that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the same power is at work in you as his believers. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead? The same mighty strength that caused Jesus to live again is available to you and me. And he says in verse 18, prior to saying that, he's praying that as followers of Jesus, that our eyes would be opened to realize that reality. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to realize the mighty power that is at our disposal. Just how mighty is this power? Chapter 3 and verse 20 says that the power that is available to you and me makes available to us possibilities, opportunities that are greater than we could even ask for or even imagine. Is available to you and me, this mighty power of God that is at work inside of us. So with that in mind, tonight we're going to pray. And we're going to pray in faith tonight. We're going to pray and try to muster together the amount of faith the size of a mustard seed. And let's watch, if we do that, mountains that we thought were insurmountable start to move. I don't know what you think of when you think about insurmountable mountains in your life, but I think that for many of us, the unsurmountable mountains that we want to see moved are the hearts of people we know that are our loved ones, family members, close friends, that seem to have lost their way and are outside of a relationship with Christ right now. And it seems like no matter what we do or what we say, it falls on deaf ears. And we think there's an insurmountable mountain. Tonight, the focus of our house of prayer is going to center on the people that we know that have seemed to have lost their way. And I want us to pray tonight in full assurance of faith that God will hear our prayer. And God will do things as a result of our prayer that are beyond anything we could ask for or even imagine. That He would begin to move some pieces in the lives of those people that they might come back to their Lord. So that's the focus of our prayer time tonight as I guide us through it. Tonight is a guided prayer experience, and I'm going to try to guide us through, and in a similar way as we've done in previous weeks, what you're going to see each time is a slide that will come up with a passage of Scripture. I want you to read that passage of Scripture. We're going to do it silently. I want you to read it. I want you to think deeply about what the Scripture is saying to you, what the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to your heart through the Scripture. And then I want you to start formulating privately your own personal prayer along those lines, especially as it relates to somebody you might specifically have in mind. And then I will bring us back together with praying a brief prayer that will continue the prayer, and then we'll do it again with another slide and another Scripture, and we'll do that all the way through. Before we start, though, I want you to take one of the cards in the pew in front of you, one of the member cards that has a blank side. Take one of those cards and a pen. I want you to take just a minute or two as we introduce the first slide, and I want you to think about maybe one person, maybe it's three people. I would say maybe make a list of 3 to 5 people. Try to do at least 3. People that you know that seem to have lost their way in spiritual matters and are not in a vibrant relationship with Christ currently. And I want those people that you know to be the center focus of the prayer that you pray tonight. So tonight in our gathering, we're going to be praying for a lot of people by name. And so I want you to take a few people and write your own personal list that you're going to be really centering down on tonight. Now, it could be somebody that has lost their way and is not in a relationship with Christ. It could be somebody that is in a marginalized relationship with Christ, somebody that's maybe you know is not really where they should be, and you're really wanting to pray that God would really kind of motivate them to really kind of move further in their walk with Him. But especially, let's think of people that are currently have lost their way. Now, the first passage, and I'm going to ask Neil to dim the lights so that we can kind of focus on what we're doing tonight for our prayer time. As I introduce the prayer as we begin, these first few scriptures are going to center our prayer time on the mission of Jesus and where His focus was found. The first of these you'll see on the screen here. And as you read over this verse, I want you to think about the names of those people or continue to make your list and start to pray specifically that since the Son of Man, Jesus, the whole reason He came was to seek after and save the lost, I want you to pray to Jesus that He would seek after the people on your list, that He would actively be in a more concerted way. Let's prompt Him, let's beg Him to seek after these people specifically. So take a few moments and let's begin our prayer. Father, We live in a world that says everyone is okay and every viewpoint is legitimate. But tonight we ask that you help us to have a different kind of view, the viewpoint of Jesus. Show each one of us that there are, in fact, lost people all around us. And give us, each one, a heart that is on a mission to seek them out with a message of rescue and hope. Next passage. Jesus, you came into this world with good news of salvation, not with condemning judgment. Show us how to follow your pathway. Show us that way as we go into relationships with other people around us. Help us to hold back the critical words, the condescending looks, the rushing to judgment. Instead, show us how to lead with grace, how to live in love, and how to speak a hopeful word. Our Lord Jesus, you were not afraid to engage with people who needed you the most. But sometimes I am. I tend to gravitate toward people who are just like me and avoid those people whose lives are messy and broken. Forgive me for my arrogance, because my life is messy and broken too. I was sick and you healed me. I was broken and you put me together. My life is still a mess in places, and you come to collect me and put me back together. Give me the courage and the boldness to enter into real relationships with those who need you. This next passage on the screen is not from the Bible, but I think is a statement that carries with it the thrust of who Jesus was. If you love Jesus, you love what Jesus loves, and Jesus loves lost people. With that in mind, Let's ask Jesus to help us be like him. Lord Jesus, you love lost people. Help each one of us to love the things that you love. When Jesus saw the broken lives of other people, throughout the Gospels, we see that he was moved with compassion and he acted with compassion. But in order for you and me to be people of compassion, we must humble ourselves and realize that we need grace, we need forgiveness, and we need salvation just as much as anyone else. Father, help me not to rush to examine the lives of other people before I take a hard look at myself. I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess that I'm lost without you. I confess that I'm a beggar who found the bread of life. Help me to show others who are hungry also where to find it too. We are not ignorant of Satan's schemes, Father. He is a master of deception and distraction. So many people who are away from you have been misled or blinded to the truth of what they really need. They're in the darkness and they need help finding the light. Open my eyes to my own blind spots and open the eyes of those I know who are in the darkness still. Holy Spirit, your ministry is one of conviction. God, the Spirit, you have the power to give insight and to turn the hearts of people away from darkness and to the light. Each of us tonight know of people who need your power to move them. Holy Spirit, rain down upon them. Bring about conviction in their hearts and open their eyes to see the truth, so they might receive the forgiveness of their sins. Father, it is with great compassion and love in our hearts that we bring this great list of names of those we know who have lost their way before you. We know that your lost human children are not the enemy. Satan is. And they have been trapped and captured by him. Their hearts and their minds have been taken captive. But we know that you are the bondage breaker. You have the power to break open prisons and to set captives free. By the power of Jesus, we ask you to break down the strongholds that keep them captive to the evil one. Each one of us was lost once too. But Jesus used people that we know to come and find us. Each one of us is saved as Christians tonight because we had a friend, a family member, a loved one that cared enough to search us out, to show us love, to demonstrate compassion, and to share the good news of Jesus with us. Father, we have a hard confession to make. We're comfortable doing church in this building and staying in the fold with the 99 sheep. Help each one of us to leave the 99 and go into the open fields and seek out the lost. Help us to make friends of those that are outside of Christian community, and show us how to be genuine friends. Because we know that you want to use us to bring your lost ones back again. Father, instill in each of our hearts a renewed sense of urgency for those who have turned away from you. Each of us know family members, friends, former members of the community here who have turned away from you. Help us to be on an urgent mission to turn them from the error of their way with your grace and with your help. Jesus, you told us that there is an ample harvest. There's no shortage of opportunity, only a shortage of volunteers. So tonight, we don't want to just pray for the lost, but we ask that you change our hearts and send us out as laborers into the harvest field. Starting tonight, raise up an army of people from this gathering that are on a mission to be laborers in your harvest. Rekindle our passion for your mission that is in us to save the lost. Father, don't let me leave here tonight thinking someone else will go. I am here. Lord, send me. Father, when you send me, help me to go with the right demeanor and attitude. Send me in a spirit of mercy toward those who doubt you. There are others who are on the brink of destruction, and they need a more direct word of truth. I need wisdom, Father. Show me how to have strong conviction mixed with resilient compassion. We want God to use us. It is such an important mission. But a wrong approach to the mission is telling other people, I'm right, you're wrong, and I would love to tell you about it. May God help me and you to go on this mission with love, humility, conviction, grace, and truth. Father, you have made every person wonderfully unique. Every person I encounter has a different experience. And so no cookie-cutter approach will work. So I ask that you show me how to invest in every individual, to get to know them, and become what is most needful to them in that moment. If I must become weak, give me the humility to do so. If I must become strong, give me the courage to do so. But above all, show me the best approach with every individual so that I might save some. Oh, Father, I need lots of wisdom from you on this. There are opportunities all around me, so open my eyes to see them. Help me not to miss them. And as I walk through the doors that you open, help me to have speech that is full of flavor, that is seasoned with the attractiveness of your grace. Father, I know it is your Son's sacrifice that will draw all people to you. I cannot argue people into compliance to your truth. Deliver me from this very thought. Show me instead how to be a good teacher of your truth, how to lead people. Show me how to never argue, but to always show kindness to everyone. And if my efforts are rejected, help me to not be resentful toward those who ignore you. Father, we fully trust that you will give wisdom to each of us as we leave here tonight, being sent by you on this mission. We have no doubt about it. And so we ask you to give us wisdom that is from above, that is beyond ourselves. Give us wisdom that is far beyond our own devising and thoughts, and even beyond our own imagination. We cannot do this without your wisdom. And so we ask that you pour it out upon us tonight from your hand. Tonight, Father, we have come and we've gathered as one, with one heart, one intention, and one mind. And we have asked you, Father, to use us. And we've asked you to do things through the power of your Spirit in the lives of people, to bring your lost ones home again. But tonight we've prayed those prayers. Many, many prayers have gone up before you tonight from this place and for many different people. You are the God of heaven's armies, the God of heaven and earth. And we know you can do all things. And so we ask, Father, that you move tonight and you do things that we don't even understand or could comprehend in the lives of these specific people as we lay their names before you tonight. And I pray that you would use us to leave here tonight to be ready to go and to be ready to be used by you as the opportunities present themselves this week. We come to you with all of this in the name of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, as we've prayed together, you may have felt the conviction that you yourself are in need of prayer tonight. If we can pray for you this evening in your walk with God, or maybe for some encouragement that you need to take heart and to be used by God in His service, if we can pray for you tonight, we would love to do so. Or maybe you need to ask that God would receive you back into a relationship with Him. Your heart's been moved and you just need to get things right. Or maybe you've never become a follower of Jesus and you want to know more. We'd love to pray with you, to study with you. Or maybe you're ready to make that decision in repentance and baptism. If we can help you, why don't you come to Christ tonight as we all stand together and as we sing.